morning. Before we get started, I just want to note that in rape hearings, we move pretty quick. They're summaries, so please help me out here when it gets time for hearing from victims' representatives. We want to make sure that we capture that, and that I don't get ahead of myself. Thank you. This is a rape 31412 hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency to consider regular parole, absolute discharge of home arrest. I would like to introduce the members of the board conducting the hearing today. We have in the hearing room the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. I'll begin with a summary. Mr. Michael Benedict, ADC member, 093753, is 61 years old. The crimes of attempt to commit molestation of a child, a dangerous crime against children, occurred on or about February 1st, 1985, and November 30th, 1989. He was approximately 27 years old at the beginning of his offense cycle. He pled guilty and was sentenced on September 16, 1992, two counts to include 15 years incarceration and lifetime probation. He was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on August 18, 2007. His probation was revoked on September 19, 2013. For violation of several rules of his program. He was sentenced to 10 years with a sentence end date of July 17, 2023. I had this in my notes initially, and I think I may have been mistaken. I thought he might have still had an adult probation detainer. He doesn't. That's thank you for making sure that I'm clear on that. So he does not have a probation detainer. The following is a summary of the offense in question, and I'll keep it brief. Mr. Benedict is a child molester between September 1st, 1989 and November 30th, 1989, while in his bedroom at his residence. He rubbed his penis on a 7-year-old daughter's victim A's leg. Mr. Benedict placed a pillow over her face and the whole penis and moved back and forth on her leg, and I do apologize for being so graphic in the details. I think it is important that we understand the heinousness of the crime. And I will just leave it at that, based on the fact that this is a waiver. According to Mr. Benedict's institutional progress report, he has had limited programming in the Arizona Department of Corrections. He did not submit a release plan. He's had limited discipline in ADC from 1992 through 2004, with no tickets since being returned in 2013. This appears to be his fourth hearing before the board. He has one letter of support in his parole request packet, but also letters opposing his parole. I believe we have a letter from one of the victims dated February 22nd, 2019, and also a letter from Maricopa County Attorney's Office opposing parole, and we have an email dated March 10, 2019, again opposing parole. At this point, before the board goes into discussion, I will ask if the Maricopa County Attorney's Office or the Office of Victim Services has anything that they would like to offer this morning. Not to mention the victim.
If I can just have one minute.
Yes. Thank you.
morning, thank you. I will be brief. The victim representative who is present, she is the mother of the victims in this case, did ask if the board would be willing to postpone his next hearing should the board deny the release request today. So that is a request from the victim representative to postpone as long as it's allowed under the law. We would support that request. I am the person, sorry, just for the record, my name is Sarah McClicker. I'm with the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. There's already a letter that was submitted by my office. I don't believe that I have anything further to add, just to clarify, since the board member did ask that this inmate does not have probation if and when he is released, left. He has been revoked on all counts at this point. So once he is released, there is no supervised probation that is available for monitoring. I have nothing further unless the board has any questions.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. And also, I need to make a couple of corrections just because of the way I read the pre-sentencing report and the information that was provided by the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. Actually, the dates were February 1st, 1989 and November 30th, 1989, based on the crimes and mischarge. And this appears to be his 12th day before the board. So I think there were quite a few that were made. So I'm going to go ahead and begin discussion, and that is, I'll keep it simple, based on the serious and deviant nature of this offense and its failure to abide by the conditions of probation, I do not believe that the supervised release of Mr. Benedict would further the interests of justice nor be consistent with the safety and welfare of the public, not to mention that Mr. Benedict has already shown the inability to adhere to the conditions of either probation or parole. And that's where we begin the discussion. Being no further discussion, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. That is regarding Mr. Michael Benedict, ADC number 093753. My motion is to deny regular parole option of discharge or home arrest, and based on the year of the crime and the sentencing, I would ask for a 1 year set off, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Just 1 second. Seconded by the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Again, I ask for a 1 year set off. Release type denied is regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. Reasons for denial are as follows: serious and violent offense, serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, age of the victim, serious bodily injury, I believe, and I'll ask for confirmation on this, yes, more than one victim, some multiple victims, victim harassment, violation of previous probation, lack of programming, poor no release plan, no family or community support. Is there anything else any of my colleagues wish to add? Okay, then this will bring our hearing to a close, and I want to thank everyone for attending this hearing today.
Thank you.